Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Kathy Kester with Indianola Parks and Rec regarding fall activities.
Well, I feel like I say this every time, but I can't believe it's been a couple months since we've talked. Summer, gone and past, or at least, you know, maybe not the heat of summer, but we're already into the fall season here in Indianola Parks and Rec. Tell us what we got going on.
Oh, Andrew, we're so excited to be able to kick off the zone again next Monday, September 13th, after taking a year off. This is our free after-school program for middle school students on Mondays and Thursdays. We offer supervised fun activities like video games, dodgeball, theme days, minute-to-win-it challenges, craft projects, contests and fitness, and a healthy snack. So if your listeners have an Indianola middle school student who hasn't come to the zone before, they can call us at 515-961-9420 to pre-register, which will help shorten lines on that first day. We can offer this free program because we've got great, generous sponsors. And here in September, Pickard Park is busy almost every night of the week. If you want to come enjoy some free sporting events, you can find youth flag football games on Monday and Tuesday nights. We've got over 170 players this year in grades 1 through 6. And come out on Thursday nights and you can watch the Adult Bags League, which is the Cornhole League, and then also Adult Softball. And see, we've got concessions available, so if you're in the mood for a ballpark hot dog or brat or nachos or walking tacos or barbecue pork sandwiches, you can feed the family and we've got you covered. Coming up on Tuesday, September 21st, Aaron Petz will be our featured speaker in our Afternoon Adventure series. Aaron has traveled more than 500,000 miles crisscrossing Iowa's countryside and experiencing the best of Iowa living. His presentation will entertain, enlighten, and inspire, and you'll laugh and learn and maybe even shed a tear. The program starts at 1 o'clock, and it's free. We would appreciate an RSVP to let us know you're coming. Again, you can call us at 515-961-9420 to get registered for that free program. We're also working now on the fall issue of Indianola Magazine. That covers our activities in the months of October through December. It's going to go out to the post office at the end of this month. You'll be able to get details about all kinds of programs, but it's most especially our signature event, the Children's Costume Party and Parade, that will be held this year on Saturday, October 30th. We always hold our event on the last Saturday in October. This year, it happens to fall on the same day that kids go trick-or-treating in Indianola, so it'll be a fun-filled day to show off those costumes. They can enjoy free games and trick-or-treat at businesses around the square, and it's good to get back to that again after a year off. Also coming up in October, we'll be opening the indoor playground again on Wednesday mornings. Beginning October 13th, little ones can come and burn off energy every week while parents have an opportunity to connect. Thanks to our sponsor, People's Bank, this is a free program too. And another free activity for all ages will be coming up on Saturday, October 16th at 10 a.m. You can join City Horticulturalist and Angie Buchanan at Buxton Park for an hour to harvest fall blooms before the beds are cleaned out for the year. So if you bring your own hand shears or pruners and a container with water in it for the stems you cut, you can take them home and enjoy making your own beautiful Buxton bouquets. So we have got lots of things coming up we're really excited for, and we just want people to watch for that next issue of Indianola Magazine that will come out at the end of September.
All right. Well, it all sounds like a lot of fun. How did the summer go? I know we talked a couple times. A lot of stuff was cut or wasn't the same as it was in 2020 compared to 2021. 2021 was a lot better. How did the summer go?
Oh, I feel like we had a wonderful summer. We had record numbers of children sign up for T-ball, and those games just stretched on and on. It seemed like, well, maybe because of weather interruptions, and we had a fantastic year at the pool as well. So we were just so glad to be back to seeing people in person and seeing those people, those smiling faces, and people getting out and enjoying being outdoors and being active.
Thanks to Kathy Kester for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.